Hey, it's just about 7 o'clock here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Nick Dembski, Interim Director of the Racine Public Library, is going to answer a big question for us. When is that word interim going to be removed? We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. I'm Don Rosen. It's exactly 7 o'clock. It's news time.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Normandy, France, where 102-year-old Andrew Canary of Philadelphia is marking 80 years ago when he was among Allied troops who changed the course of history.
Feels great. I think it's part of my life. I figure I'll probably never get another chance. I don't know how I'm going to walk across that beach, but I'm going to try it.
Correspondent Vicky Barker's at the foreign desk.
King Charles, Queen Camilla, and Prince William paying tribute at the beach where British forces went ashore 80 years ago today. King Charles noting our ability to hear these stories from those who were there is diminishing.
But our obligation to remember them, what they stood for, and what they achieved for us all can never diminish.
And this reading by one of those veterans, Ken Hay.
At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
President Biden's about to speak. There was an Israeli strike on a shelter in central Gaza overnight. Mourners at the site of a former UN school where 30 people were killed, mostly women and children. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Israelis claim the school was being used as a Hamas compound. International pressure is growing on Israel to limit civilian casualties in its war with Hamas. Spain now wants to join South Africa's case at a UN court accusing Israel of genocide. And the White House has launched an all-out effort to get a new ceasefire deal approved.
More deadly weather here in the U.S.
That's coming right this way.
A new tornado outbreak has caused major damage in Gaithersburg, Maryland. At least 9 people were injured when a twister toppled trees, trapping some in cars and homes. 2-year-old boy killed, his mother critically injured, when a tree fell on their home in suburban Detroit. Kevin Martika lives in Livonia.
I actually saw branches aloft, hundreds of pound branches aloft. And I said, this has got to be a tornado.
A Georgia appeals court has put former President Donald Trump's election interference case on hold, and a federal judge in Florida has postponed his classified documents case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
It means that the only case that will likely have gone to trial before the election is the New York case, where Donald Trump was convicted of 34 felonies.
Next time you're shopping for clothes, you could have extra eyes on you.
At TJ Maxx, you can afford to turn your closet into a place of endless expression.
TJ Maxx and Marshall's employees will begin wearing body cameras to cut down on rampant theft. S&P futures are down 1. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 8th is going to need a new rep. Marcus West, the alderman representing Racine's 8th District, announced he's resigning during this week's Common Council meeting. He's been in that role for 4 years. West says he's stepping down because he's moving outside the 8th District boundaries. A Franklin meatpacking operation is shutting down. Strauss Brands is closing its plant and laying off 70 workers. The company announced plans to move its grass-fed beef production to Mundelein, Illinois, citing the need to grow its product line and ensure quality. Strauss previously explored moving to Milwaukee and a different site in Franklin, but faced opposition from people living in those areas and legal challenges. The Racine County Roundabout project near Burlington continues to face delays. Officials say the work slowdown at highways J and 11 is due to TDS Telecommunications needing to relocate their lines. The start date has now been pushed back to June 17th, with an end date in September. Gateway Technical College has once again been recognized as a military-friendly school. The college earned the prestigious Gold designation from Victory Media for its exceptional support and programs for military personnel. This marks over a decade of Gateway receiving that honor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Phillies' pitching in the series was outstanding.
Their pitching staff, I mean, gosh, those three starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate three times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it turns the game when they're 1 and 2 run games like that.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, and it will be windy with a high near 70. The wind west gusting to 30 today. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71 on Saturday. A few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
So I used to be a music teacher. I used to teach K through 5 music here in New York City. I taught the recorder. Are you guys familiar with Satan's little flute? Yeah. If there's music in hell, I assure you, it is played on a recorder. It was like the movie Groundhog's Day, except instead of waking up to I Got You, Babe, every day, it was hot cross buns. Like 6 times a day. Years of my life. Drive me insane. That song still haunts me. And recorder's like the only subject where kids had their parents' blessing not to do their homework. Because I would be like, did you even practice at all since last week? No, I have a note from my parents. We all do.
I love you, and I know that if you love me too.
Timeless Hits, WRJN with Hyman's Hyamits. And what a wonderful world. It's 7:09 at WRJN on this Thursday. Nick Dembski is here, interim director of the Racine Public Library in a new studio. First time. I thought you were...
Very good looking, man.
You like this?
I don't mean the studio. I just mean you in the studio.
Thank you. By the way, I built it myself, so I had no help whatsoever.
Incredible. Incredible.
So I want to mention real quickly here first, before we begin anything with the library in detail, what's on the list here. I want to talk about today is D-Day. Today is Thursday, June 6th. 80 years ago was the invasion of Normandy. It was the first forces that came over were American and British forces to land at the beaches of Normandy. And this was the beginning of the end of World War II. Hundreds and hundreds of young men would die on that day. But there were that lived, and today they're in Normandy. As a matter of fact, I think the president spoke about an hour or so ago. And when you think about it, 80 years ago, so even if they were 17 years old, every single one of those people that are there today to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the invasion are at least 97 years old.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of these soldiers there. But something one of the commentators said that really got to me, they have the cemetery there where hundreds and hundreds of soldiers are buried. No old men are buried there, all young kids. Because that's who did the invasion. And I found out something interesting. General Eisenhower wrote two letters, one if the invasion was successful and one if it failed. And the one they read that if it failed, he said, I and I alone take the blame for the failure of this invasion on D-Day. Well, he never had to use that letter, obviously.
Thank goodness.
But still, 80 years. Now, you were telling me at the library, you have some recordings you've made.
Yeah.
Get a little closer to everything you have to say here.
For sure. So one of the things that the library has had for a long time is we have a local history room. Just because we talk about these big, we talk about big history things, world history things, right? We talk about World War II. We talk about the pandemic. We talk about things that affected everyone, but those things were felt in different ways in different communities. And so the local history room at the Racine Public Library is just an archive where we have all sorts of different materials just related to Racine history throughout the ages. And it's an incredibly interesting resource. But there are, you can go onto our website, which I'll probably say like 100 times today. Go onto our website and there's database resource list so you can see what's on or what's in the local history room. But one of the collections that we have are oral histories, recorded oral histories that our previous local history librarian recorded with a lot of different community members here.
We interviewed my dad. My dad's long gone, but we interviewed him years and years ago. And Tom Carcorn, his director, recorded it. Unbeknownst to me, it was on Veterans Day. And my dad, and we talked about this, really never spoke about his war years until later on when I was an adult. Then he spoke a lot about it. And I have his Navy dress uniform from World War II, which I think he wore once when he got when he got his medals. But, normally he was a tail gunner, a Navy tail gunner in the South Pacific, and they wore what they were wearing.
Yeah, right, sure.
And I showed you the picture when it was dedicated at the U.S. Navy Memorial in Washington. They're all their shirts off there on the island. I said, you didn't get dressed? He said, it was like 200 degrees outside.
That'll do it, right? I'm going to wear whatever I'm going to wear, yeah.
And we didn't have a hotel there with air conditioning. It was like you're living on the beach until you can get this plane up and running again. But what they talk about the greatest generation, and I call them, the men and women who saved the world.
Yep.
Because unlike any other war in history, the world was in danger. You know, we commemorate all the soldiers who fought in Vietnam, Korea, in the Mideast, and all those soldiers. But World War II vets were something really special. They saved the world. And we honor them today, especially those that landed on the beaches of Normandy, Omaha Beach, and all those beaches. I get very teary-eyed because I saw this morning on TV.
It's remarkable.
All right, on a brighter topic. Let's talk about what's going on at the Racine Public Library. It is my favorite library because I just got out of the library two of the Godfather movies I was looking for.
Okay.
They actually redid Godfather 3 and made it Godfather Coda, the death of Michael Corleone. They reshot some, then reshoot, but they re-edited the film down.
Okay.
And I couldn't find it anywhere except the Racine Public Library. You guys got it from another library in the chain.
We got friends in high places.
So the ending is different in Godfather Coda, which was Godfather 3, but a better version of it. You trying to think back now?
I'm embarrassed to say this out loud on the radio, but I don't think I've ever seen the third Godfather movie.
Well, it's not the best of the three.
That's always the conversation, right? And I just don't think I ever bothered to, but it just seems like, out of principle, you should.
Well, and I also got the Godfather with all this. We have the Godfather on DVD, but you had one with all this extras, a lot of extras on there. Yeah. So I got that out of the library too.
To your point, yeah. We just have a very vast network. Someone just mentioned this to me yesterday. They lived in Oak Creek and they were like, our library is new and it's very pretty, but like, God, the collection that you all have just dwarfs our collection. The Racine Public Library has a really remarkable and viewable.
Well, you have access. Not just to the Racine Public Library, to all the libraries in the area.
Yeah, you beat me to the punchline. So beyond just the collection that we have, we're also, like I say, we got friends in high places. We're connected to libraries, not just throughout the whole state, but beyond. And if we don't have something, it's pretty rare that we can't get it.
No, you get it. We got it. My wife needed a history book, The History of Racine.
Yep.
And you had one there, but it was a reference book, but you got one for us that we can actually take home from another library.
That's awesome.
And they were in pretty rough shape because people have used them over the years.
Yeah, they're not still printing that one, they probably.
Well, they ended in the 70s because the last historical date in there is the 70s. But you can find out the history of your block in there. So my wife brought it home. We were reading it. And I loved it. I mean, I'm not from this area, but just to find out the history of my house. My house is in Racine, but it wasn't always in Racine.
Yeah, there's a number of ones that are like that were sort of, I live in the historic district on the south side in the city, and a lot of those houses were like picked up and moved, sometimes on logs, just several blocks away, and then plopped down in the place where they stand today.
I'm going to tell you about a house, and we got to take a quick break, but we got a lot coming up with Nick.
Sure.
There's a house on Michigan Boulevard, right across from the lake there, right near where the Oasis is, right around there. And it's called the House of Blood. Now, you can look up in you can look up in the old newspapers about the house. And you mentioned it when you said they brought the houses by log, brought them over. This house originally was on the river, the Root River, and they moved it to its current location. When it was on the Root River, there were a lot of wild goings on in the house. People got killed in the house in fights, and it was big bloody battles in the house, fights and so forth. And it was moved to this location. And one day I'm walking my dog and I went over to the person who was standing outside. He said, I hate to even ask you this question because it seems weird. Is this the House of Blood? And she goes, yes, it is. Yeah, it was moved to this location in the early 1900s from the Root River. And she told me some of the history. But you can read about it. The Racine Journal Times did a whole article on the house, the House of Blood.
Never heard of this. I have to follow up on this.
Yeah.
If only there was a place that had a local history room where I could just look up and... Oh, perfect. Excellent.
If there was only that one place where we can look up stuff on a computer and find out and then have it brought to us so we can read it.
Yeah.
If we only had a place like that.
It's just on a silver platter waiting for us. The House of Blood. I'm going to check that out.
The House of Blood. It's now on Michigan Boulevard.
All right.
But you can read about it. It's 7:18. Nick Dembski is here. He is the interim director of the Racine Public Library. We have a lot more coming up. Keep it right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Covey. Some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking.
But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. It's 7:21. Looking for an increasing cloudiness day today. That's an awkward way of saying it. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 71. Right now it's sunny, 62 degrees here at Radio Park. Nick Dembski is here from the Racine Public Library. And let's talk about Donation Day coming up.
Sure, people, yeah.
And, you know, you do take donations because it's expensive to outfit a library, and people have valuable books and valuable things in their home. And
yeah, I mean, you know, we all collect stuff, and we all only have so much space. But fortunately, the library, technically at the library, every day is donation day. We do accept donations from the public every single day. And usually what those donations are going to, sometimes they get incorporated into our collection if it's appropriate, right? But usually we have sort of a sister organization, a nonprofit associated with us called the Friends of the Racine.
How come it's not a brother organization?
It's a sibling organization.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's the Friends of the Racine Public Library. And that's just volunteers in the community who want to make sure that we're supported in every way possible. And they raise funds through different means that then go to support our programming. Part of the way they do that is through book sales. And they have a big booktique at the library that has, you know, books and DVDs and other items for sale all the time. So they've been having some specific, like, big donation days coming up recently. And this next one, which is on the 8th, so this Saturday, right? June 8th?
Well, today's the 6th.
Yeah. There we go.
Friday's so, the 7th, Saturday's the 8th.
Boom, I did the math. There we go. Yeah, this Saturday, they're specifically trying to solicit like comic books, graphic novels, things like that, because they have a lot of people who come to their book sales that are really interested in those sorts of things.
Let me just interrupt for a second here, because I almost forgot something. It's our Civic Media Sconny Summer. You know what Sconny means? I looked it up yesterday.
Oh, was like a Wisconsinite?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Sconny is it's somebody from Wisconsin. Our Sconny Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest is on at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, a Milwaukee Brewers club level seat or seats, a finalist for grand prizes, including a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County. I'd like that Door County trip. Oh. Escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is WIN, W-I-N, WIN. That's the word WIN. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. find WRJN, click on the text to win button, and write down that keyword, win, for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword this hour is win. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use that text button and send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Sorry we didn't get it to you earlier. I meant to give it to you at the top of the hour, but I got so enthralled thinking about the public library.
It'll take you away.
Okay, win, 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 W-I-N. You only have to type it once. Go get the Civic Media app. Download it at the Apple Store or the good Google Store. It's absolutely free to download, and your chance to win every day this week and next week, too, as well. Okay, I was going to donate a bunch of stuff to the library. I have the complete Cinerama movie collection, I told you, I think,
yeah,
once before.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
That is going to be hard to find someday, and I'm going to let you have it for your Blu-ray DVD collections. So that's,
I mean, you know, talk is cheap, Don. We're waiting. Well, we're ready.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead yet. When I'm dead, you'll get
it. We have to wait for that.
It might not be that long.
Oh, my God. Please, no, we're not that eager to have it.
Well, you never know. All right, let's see what we got here. Adventure begins at your library. We've got a lot of stuff going. What's that about?
Yeah, so that this is always a big deal. Every year we have a summer reading challenge. And there's frankly just like too many things involved with that to even go through them all. We have a bunch of different programs that are happening. It's all ages. But most importantly, it's just a way, you know, it's go to our website and you'll find information on it immediately. But it's a way to encourage people, children through adults, to be reading throughout the summer. It's, you know, libraries especially do this to try to prevent what they call the summer slide in young readers, right? Readers are getting educated every day while school is in session, and then summer comes in and they just stop reading. And so they'll lose some of their literacy skills. So libraries sort of stand in the gap for that. One, I was mentioning this to you during the break, just one of the programs that's happening. So it's all about, you know, this, it has a theme every year, and it's all about adventure begins at your library this year. And one of the things that we just announced yesterday, we have a what's called a pollinator patch at the library.
No, we talked about this before we got on the air.
Yeah. And just yesterday we announced that on Friday, June 21st, we will be having a program where people can actually, we're partnered with Root Pike Win, an organization. They're the ones who like started the pollinator patch at our library. And if for anyone who doesn't know that at home, that's basically just like a plot of land where maybe normally you would have grass, but instead we have a bunch of natural, you know, plants that would attract pollinators, but also plants that help the ground take in rainwater in a different way than grass does.
People. It's like No Mo May we just got done with.
Similar, yeah.
We let the bees pollinate.
It's a little more intentional than No Mo May because you're planting like specific things.
Right. We had hundreds and hundreds of baby monarch butterflies in our backyard during that. And you went back there and they were landing on you. And it was just, wow.
Right.
And then at the end of May, we had to mow the lawn. And I was telling you, it was like the Serengeti back there. You know,
it was covered in ticks.
Yeah. It was up to my thighs. And but that's great. So that takes place when now?
That's Friday, June 21st.
June 21st. Which is not the first day of summer. Yeah. First day of summer is June 20th.
Okay. I wouldn't have known that off the top of my head. I'm impressed.
Why do you know I'm telling the truth? I keep making that up. Now, we did miss something. It was on June 1st, and we talked about this when Shea King was in here. The Amazing Race happened on June 1st.
So this was the kickoff for the summer reading program, and it was, they really went all out at the library this year for it. I won't, you know, go through all of the details, but they, you know, there was like an animal quiz that they put together. There was, they basically turned the library into a maze of different games and, you know, just things to get people ready and excited for summer reading program.
Who comes up with all these ideas?
Well, we've got a staff of about 60, and they're all like super creative, brilliant people who are really passionate about libraries, really passionate about this community. You know, they just want to see this community thrive, and literacy is a extremely effective vehicle to help a community thrive.
I spoke to one of the young ladies there at your front desk, Glynis.
Yeah, sure.
She's there 26 years.
Yeah, yeah.
At the library. What a nice lady. I was having a chat with her while I was trying to talk her out of a late fee. I was actually picking up something. But I was trying to bamboozle her out of a late fee. No, she's very sweet. That's the kind of people you have working. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
They really love their jobs. They like to work at libraries.
We at the library are not there to make $1 million, right? We're there because we really believe in the mission of the library and we really love this community. And so lucky to get to be there every day.
My mission is to give away a trip and a great prize. Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest at WRJN. A lot of prizes at stake here. Now, to win them, for your chance to win, all you do is have to download the Civic Media app, go to the Apple Store, any place you get your apps, and download it. It's free. Now, today only, and this hour only, the text to win word is WIN, W-I-N, WIN. So when you click on that Civic Media app, you open it up, go to WRJN, and text to win, 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 W-I-N. This hour only at 9 o'clock, Cindy Huber's got another word for you. But this hour, it's WIN, so get your entries in right now. It's exactly 7:30, more with Nick coming up in a moment. Right now, we've got some news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues. The National Weather Service says the river near New Munster was 2 feet below flood stage this morning, but is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. Racine's 8th Aldermanic District is set to undergo a change in leadership. During a common council meeting this week, Marcus West, the alderman representing the district for the past 4 years, offered his resignation. West told the council he's resigning because he's moving out of the 8th District. Investigators across the state line are trying to figure out why a house exploded Tuesday night, with one person found dead in the rubble. It happened in Lake Zurich. First responders showed up to find the home completely leveled and the body of a man in the debris. It's believed the 77-year-old that lived in the home died. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of West Ridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. West Ridge Elementary will bid adieu with an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse Schools' farewell celebration is a PTA-sponsored carnival. That'll take place Saturday starting at 10. The schools are joining Starbuck for the next academic school year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Even though Wisconsin has not detected any high-path avian influenza in our dairy population, some financial resources from USDA may still ring a bell. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says USDA is making the funds available basically to any operation across the United States that wants to focus on biosecurity. All you need to do is apply.
Well, there is an application to fill out, and anybody who's interested can certainly contact our office, or we can give you contact information for the USDA's area veterinarian in charge, who's my counterpart for the state of Wisconsin. And producers would need to fill out an application form and would want to detail how they plan to use the funding and definitely save any receipts. But we can help connect producers with USDA for resources to get started.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian. Now, USDA has made available about $1,500 per premise for biosecurity measures, another $2,000 that might be associated with any sampling costs that farms incur. You can find out more on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website, as well as our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. So far, going green with corn, beans, and wheat. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
We had an adjustment day yesterday in Chicago on our dairy complex. The barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half down to 194 and a half. 40-pound block cheese on Wednesday down 3 to 186. Double A butter lost a full 6¾ cents yesterday. Now it's at 309 and a half per pound in Chicago. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese for July, down 9 right now at 20.06. The August Class 3 milk down 25, currently trading at 20.11 a hundredweight. In Chicago, the December new crop corn on a Thursday is up 3, currently at 4.62. November soybeans are up 7 at 11.57. July new crop wheat unchanged at 6.46 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading about 27 points lower on a Thursday. So just a quick snapshot on those markets. Don't forget, more news anytime you need it. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch an isolated sprinkle or two this afternoon, and it will be windy with a high near 70. The wind west gusting to 30 today. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71 on Saturday. A few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
All right, Nick Dembski is here, interim director for the Racine Public Library. He's got to scoot in a few minutes before he scoots out of here. We're going to talk about the recording studio you have there.
That's right.
Yeah. This is not just books anymore at the library. You can record podcasts. You record all your stuff there now.
Yeah.
And if you got a great voice, you can make a record.
Seriously. We have a diversity of stakeholders. So we just in February did a soft opening of this recording studio. And it's called the Jessica McPhail Audio and Sound Recording Studio. It's named after one of our previous directors, Jessica McPhail. We call it the JMAC internally. So come and, you know, record your songs at the JMAC. But long story short, we did this soft opening. None of us really know how to use it. We're not like you, Don, right?
I don't know how to use any of this stuff.
Sure,
too.
Yeah.
I just play with it and eventually it works.
He's saying this to me with very complicated technology in front of him. None of us really know how to use it, but we said we're just going to open it to the public and hope that the community comes with their own expertise, and they certainly have. They, we're getting like over 40 appointments for it a month. A big diversity of stakeholders. So people recording podcasts, people recording poetry, people recording songs.
Where is it in the building?
So just sort of to give you context, we have a kind of department or a bigger room that is called the Innovation Lab. And in this innovation lab, like you said, more than just books, right? So we have 3D printers, we have laser cutters, we have virtual reality goggles, we have like coding, software and little things for to teach young people coding, basically. All sorts of different stuff. But it is right there in that space. The sound recording studio is like a little piece of that space.
Wow. Yeah, I might go in there and make a record.
Yeah, you should. I mean, we would, you know.
I'm learning the piano. Maybe I'll bring my piano with me.
You might have to do a satellite. We always come to you, right? You might have to come to us for one.
Yeah, we could do it there and just beam it over to Victory Avenue. In the last minute or two here, what else we have? Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, maybe I'll just quickly say if someone wants to reach out and make an appointment at the sound studio, how they would do that.
Yeah.
So the number that they would call is 262-619-2560. And, it's basically the hours are hours. If you look online, you'll see the hours of the library. The only things that we have to sort of work around is if there's a different program happening within the Innovation Lab, we might not be able to put someone in the sound recording studio during that time.
What about, is a way for people to get on the email list? How do you do that?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
because I get the emails.
Absolutely. That's if anyone is not on the emails, and that's really how you would find out most readily about what all is happening at the library in any given week, just give us a call. Again, I've said this 100 times already, right? Like, go on our website.
Which is?
Racinelibrary.info. www.sceneLibrary.info.
Okay, that info, though.
Yeah.
I never know what the ending is.
That's okay. Right, yeah.
SceneLibrary.info.
We're a little funky like that, right?
All right, so great.
Yeah, and just give us a call and say, hey, I want to get on your email newsletter. We'll set you up immediately.
It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
It's the library.
I got to get that jingle back on the air here.
That's right.
Nick Demski, Interim Director of the Racine Public Library. Thanks for joining me this morning. I do appreciate it. And I get to your meeting. We need to yell at people at the meeting today?
I don't think so. They might yell at me.
Okay. It's 740 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Ticket to Ride. You say, wait a second, never heard of that movie. Well, that was the original name for the movie Help in 1965, Eight Arms to Hold You. As a matter of fact, on the 45 RPM, it says from the United Artists movie Eight Arms to Hold You, the Beatles' Ticket to Ride, and they later, you know, cooler heads prevailed, and they renamed it Help. Well, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest here at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for the grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This word this hour is WIN, W-I-N. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find WRJN, and use the text button to send the keyword WIN. That's this hour only, WIN. For your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, win is the keyword this hour. Find WRJN in the Civic Media app and use that text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. And then at 9 o'clock, Cindy Huber's going to give you another keyword. And then at 11, you get another keyword. Then Kurt Vollman's got some for you this afternoon as well. Well, a woman ordered a cake from a Publix food store. The Publix is in the South, like in Florida. And they asked her what she wanted to say. And she said, well, just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. And that's exactly what they put on the cake. Just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. How stupid are these people who made that cake? I mean, you got to be just a little bit smarter than that, don't you? Elvis Presley, Don't Be Cruel, it's 744.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. Future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel, it's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Elvis, Don't Be Cruel, local news and timeless
hits. Beverly apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. And don't forget, hit the WRJN button on that Civic Media app and text word the keyword this hour. Win. W-I-N. Win. That's the keyword. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm in emotional pain. Can you tell looking at me? Seriously, you ever have a day like this? You ever have a day where you're forced to be around someone that you just don't like? You start to realize that they don't like you either. And suddenly you say to yourself, why did I marry this person? What was I thinking? Because I had that day for 8 years, sir. 2,940 of that day. I'm no longer married now. I'm separated now, legally and surgically. We had my wife's hands removed from my throat and directly attached to my wallet in one handy operation. See, that worked out because she's ripping me off. Ha, 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 ha. That's why that's so funny. Losing all my hair, but you know what I'm getting? A gut. It's horrible. It's all I talk about. My wife hated it. My wife hated it so much that she left me, now that I think about it, in the weirdest way, by staying in the house and keeping all our stuff. You know, I never thought of my wife as much of a housekeeper, but how wrong I was. Because she kept my house, ha, 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 ha. I used to be standing in the mirror, you know, doing the whole thing, trying to make my 20 hairs look like 25, you know, with the spray and the brush. And my wife would stand there, she'd go, all you ever talk about is your hair and your gut. Your hair and your gut. Your hair and your gut. Why? Oh, why? Well, maybe fat and bald were not long-term goals of mine. I'm just guessing now. But maybe at the age of 11, the list didn't read astronaut, cowboy, fat, bald, loser. Hey, that's got my name written all over it. Dear Lord, I want to be pear-shaped and shiny. I want to wobble and I never want to fall down, Lord. That's my dream. Make it a reality. Sucks.
Today, increasing clouds, highs near 71 right now. It's gorgeous and 65 degrees at Radio Park with Lee Michaels. Do you know what I mean?
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw
It's 7:53 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits with Jay and the Americans.
In a little cafe, just the other side. cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong.
Don't forget our text to win Scotty Summer Contest is underway this hour. From the download the Civic Media app, and the word this hour to text to win is WIN. W-I-N. WIN. You have until 8 o'clock. Concerto. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Got some great news for humanity here. Researchers at NASA and the University of Colorado say that for all the dangerous asteroids we know of, none of them will hit the Earth for at least the next 1,000 years. Then what? Then we have to worry about the next 1,000 years? And finally this morning, in this hour, take this idea to your boss. Napping can boost your creativity, particularly if you're able to think about something as you're falling asleep. Yeah, go tell your supervisor you need to take a nap. You'll be more creative. See how that flies. I'm Don Rosen. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Guess what that means? News time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.